Prayer to Set Your Mind on Things Above by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. Set your mind on things above, not on things of this world. Colossians 3:2. Thinking about things above sounds fantastic in theory. It would keep our minds from constantly dwelling on the local news, the world pandemic, political controversy, or even the mundane life tasks in front of us. But how do we possibly think about thoughts from above when we're inundated with thousands of thoughts all day? Research shows we can think up to 60,000 thoughts each day. 80% of those thoughts tend to be negative. So in today's verse, Paul instructs the Colossian church to think on things above. He means keep a heavenly perspective as you go about your day. How can we do this when our natural tendency is to think from an earthly perspective? Paul encourages us to think about what God is thinking about, to see life from God's perspective and not the world's perspective. To do this, we must go to the source of God's thinking, the Word. We must put God's Word above the world's Word each day, all throughout the day. We see life from God's perspective when we know His Word above all else. If we don't have God's Word so engraved on the tablet of our heart, as Proverbs 7:3 says, then the world's perspective on our lives will soon overtake us, and overwhelm us, and ultimately become what we think about and begin to believe as truth. In a world full of thoughts and things thrown at us every day, let's be warriors for our minds. To do so, let's know the Word, God's living, breathing, and active Word, as it says in Hebrews 4:12. More than we know the world's Word. We must fill up with the truth of God's Word over the lies of the world, for the world is led by the enemy, and he is the father of all lies. John 8:44. So let's take Paul's instruction today and begin to think about things above, things that our Creator thinks about, in His purposes, rather than what we can see in the world around us. Let's pray. Father, we need You. We need Your strength to be aware of our thoughts. We need Your discernment to bring Scripture to our mind, to fill our mind with Your truth. We need the reminder that anything that contradicts Your Word is a lie. And if what we're thinking about doesn't align with Your Word that You speak to us in the Bible, help us to see it for what it is and to stop thinking about it. Thank You that You left us with the Bible to walk through this world so that we don't have to walk around aimlessly. Thank You for leaving us with the Holy Spirit to guide and continually lead us back to Your truth. We ask that You would prompt us throughout every day to ask ourselves with every thought that enters our mind, if it's from Your Word or the world's Word. We want to be servants for You and warriors for You, and there is a battle for our minds. We ask that You remind us that we serve You, the one who conquered this war years ago, by sending Your Son to die on the cross for us, defeating death. Colossians 2:15. Thank You for giving us the power and authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome the power of the enemy, Luke 10:19, and to overcome the battle for our thought life. We are victors through You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.